Beyond the Mic with Sean Dillon.
We're joined on the Starline by a music executive, educator, speaker, author, mentor, giver, and most importantly, dad. He signed Smashing Pumpkins, 50 Cent, The Foo Fighters, and more in his career. His latest book for his second career is Men Explained, finally. We welcome Tom Sturgis.
Good morning, Sean. Thank you so much for having me.
Tom, let's go beyond the mic. You've served as a mentor for both the Manhattan Beach and LA school districts. Why was it important for you to break down the 14-year-old caveman, a.k.a. men, living inside all of us to the world?
I grew up as an observer. My father passed away when I was very young, and so I was always looking at the world differently, and I would watch other little boys with their dads and always trying to figure out what that must have been like. And as I came to understand myself better, I realized that we men, all of us, in my view, have certain inalienable traits that are that carry forward from any man to the next man. And as the list grew longer and longer, I realized I had a book on my hands.
How did you go from studying music composition and conducting at UC Davis to breaking down the code of men?
Well, I had a 30-year career in the music business in between that. And if anything is a business for children, especially boys who are not growing up, it's the rock and roll business. I would watch all these guys I was trying to sign, like Billy Corgan, or working with U2, or working with Bon Jovi. And I would see these guys are just kids, right? They're writing songs. They're getting out there, having a great time, trying to have as many laughs as possible every day of their lives. And if that isn't being a 14-year-old, I don't know what is.
Which of your truths you break down, like men love forever or men are heroes, are you most guilty of?
I'm guilty of everything because I am all of these. And I was talking to my new best pal, Bill, here, our engineer. And one of my ideas is that we still have our fort, whether it's the music room, the garage. He's building a train in his living room. It's I'm very, very guilty of that. I believe we still have our forts. It's still what we are all about.
Now, Tom, was there a truth you broke out that you left out? For some reason.
No, I didn't end up, I'm sorry to disagree, but no, I tried to put as much truth in here as I could. This is a book for your wife and your girlfriend or whomever who wants to have a better relationship with you and understand you better. So that's why I say, for instance, if you ask us nicely, men will do almost anything.
Yeah.
Just say it really nicely. And if you're upset with us, I say, if you're upset with us, just whisper. So that we're not, we don't hear that shrill, angry sound because we'll feel like idiots. But you come home and your wife sees that there's a big dent in the front of the car and she whispers, "What happened to the car?" you'll respond much, much better than you would with somebody, you know, putting their finger in your face and yelling at you.
Men Explained, finally, is the book. Author Tom Sturgis joins us beyond the mic. And Tom, it's time for the Rocking 8. 8 random questions. Answer with the first thing that comes to your mind. There is no pressure.
Got it.
Best Lakers game you've ever attended live?
Game 7, Lakers versus Boston Celtics. I got tickets from the Lakers and sat in the worst seat in the house. It was the best game I've ever seen.
Last TV series you binge watched?
It was The Sopranos, which my wife and I watched for the fourth time.
I love everything about the show except the ending.
The Sopranos is like the White Album. You can go again and again in any order. It doesn't matter. It's still the best album ever made.
Best thing you found on the side of the road in the middle of a rainstorm?
My wife. I'm serious. I met her when her car ran out of gas in the middle of a rainstorm, and I stopped to help a stranded motorist, and we've been together 21 years, and consider that day our wedding day.
I saw that story and had to pass it along. What's the one chore you had to remind your sons growing up to do?
Shower.
Really?
Clean up, kid. And here, rub this stuff under your arms. You'll make more friends.
Your favorite of all your father's films?
Oh, what a sweet question. Thank you. That brings tears to my eyes, just like that. It's The Miracle of Morgan's Creek, this film he made in the middle of World War II about a girl who goes to a kiss the soldiers goodbye party and is changed forever by the experience.
Which actor is underappreciated, in your opinion?
Brad Pitt.
Interesting.
I think Brad Pitt is such a fantastic, fantastic actor. You know why? Because he has to act past that face. He's probably the best looking man who's ever set foot on the earth. And he has to get past that to make you believe he's a race car driver, or he's Thelma and Louise's little boyfriend, or he's playing Moneyball. I think he's a tremendous, tremendous actor.
How about your favorite artist that never made it the way you thought they should have?
Oh, you mean the groups I signed that I wish had done better?
Yeah.
There was a kid named Billy Bazeau who was, just a remarkable, remarkable talent. I don't even know if you can find his album anymore. But I signed him. I believed in him. I gave him everything I had and nothing happened. But there's an addendum to that. There's a woman named Charlotte Deaver, who was a tremendous songwriter, who I adored. Wonderful, wonderful. And we just couldn't get it together to, you know, have her be the superstar she should have been.
Your book, Every Idea is a Good Idea, talks about creativity. I want to know, what's the subject of your last great idea?
This book, Men Explained, finally.
Men Explained, finally, is the book. Author Tom Sturgis joins us beyond the mic, and we'll sneak in a couple more. You said once, quote, guiding a creative mind requires incredible patience and understanding and willingness and flexibility and, very often, privacy, unquote. Who guided you to be the way you are today?
I wish I could say I had that person, and I didn't, because, you know, I have absent parents. So I discovered on my own way as an observer, watching the world, watching people, and ultimately believing in myself and that my ideas were good. So when I wrote my first book, Parking Lot Rules, I remember sending it to a woman who was a complete stranger who became my agent. She's still my agent all these years later. She wrote me back a note. She said, I'm using your book already to raise my children. We need to work together. And I had just sent her a manuscript, but she was taking the ideas from my manuscript and putting them out with her own family. And that confirmed for me finally that I am supposed to do this and supposed to share my ideas. And I have encouraged all the writers I've worked with and all the executives I've signed and all the world that I live in, do the most for yourself by giving all your ideas and beliefs a chance to thrive.
Tom, you believe in being a giver. Why was it important to help others?
You have to follow your instinct in everything you do, because that's what makes you different from anybody else, is your instinct. And my instinct is to give. And so I give at every opportunity, whether it's a homeless guy I give my shirt to, or my wife and I support the American Cancer Society and the Smile Foundation. We just give. Give is that's how you leave your mark on the world. And my favorite thing, Sean, ever, is to change a life a little tiny bit. So if I can teach you or give you a gift that changes you going forward, that brings me all the satisfaction I could possibly hope for.
What do you want people to take away from this book?
Be yourself. Enjoy being a kid. go be 14 and just accept it. Don't put on your best clothes every day. Put on your loose your bar T-shirt and your floppy shoes and just go have a great day as yourself.
It's time for One Big Question with author Tom Sturgis. His book is Men Explained, finally, be on the mic. You talk about how we, quote, stumble ourselves out of almost every problem, unquote. What was the biggest problem you stumbled out of, and how lucky were you?
I was, not to get all too serious, when I was 13 years old, my mom joined a cult and gave them our home, our car, our family, and me. And when I was almost 16, 2.5 years later, I ran away in the middle of the night to reclaim my life and reclaim my dignity. And that was the greatest challenge I ever faced.
His mom joined a cult growing up. He met his wife in a rainstorm. He wants you to read his powerful book, Men Explained, finally. Tom Sturgis, thanks so much for taking the time to talk with us today.
Sean Dillon, what great questions. I so appreciate you, sir. Thank you.
I'll see you down the road. And that, my friends, is a Beyond the Mic shortcut.
If you're enjoying these conversations, please check out another Beyond the Mic episode to find more actors, artists, and people you need to know. We'd also appreciate a like and subscribe on the Good Pods app.